Good morning, it's Thursday, the 17th day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Thursday is forecast to be mostly sunny with high temperatures in the low 50s. Overnight lows will drop to near 30, so have your scraper ready for a frosty morning. Now on with today's top stories. A local real estate developer who's pivoted to focusing on apartment development has its sights set on Tacoma Waterfront View property for new luxury apartments. Harbor Custom Development, in an announcement Wednesday, says it has signed a letter of intent to purchase 0.70 acres along Broadway for $5.75 million. The company says it plans to build an urban multi-story apartment project of approximately 200 units. While the company did not provide exact location details, an accompanying photo published with the announcement shows the site appears to be in the 200 block of Broadway on undeveloped parcels next to Sky Terrace Condo, with views of the Port of Tacoma and waterfront. Harbor Custom Development has developed the 80-unit Pacific Ridge Apartments in Tacoma, a project that initially started as condos. A former Curtis High School basketball standout alleges two Firkrest police officers assaulted her and one rested a knee on her neck despite pleas she couldn't breathe during a traffic stop, according to a lawsuit filed in Pierce County Superior Court. Jaliah Frederick, age 22, and a passenger were headed south on Pearl Street into Firkrest around 10:30 p.m. on April 19, 2020, when a passing police officer made a U-turn near 19th Street and turned on his lights to pull her over, according to the lawsuit, which was filed in September. The lawsuit said the officer started questioning Frederick about marijuana in the car before telling her the reason for the stop and pulled her out of the vehicle after she asked to call a lawyer. Firkrest police officers were not equipped with body-worn cameras at the time of the incident. Video clips shared with the News Tribune by Frederick's attorney, Thaddeus Martin, show two officers forcing Frederick onto her stomach and one resting his knee on her neck as she cried and complained she couldn't breathe. Martin declined to give the News Tribune permission to publish the footage captured by Frederick's passenger, citing privacy concerns. The lawsuit alleges, quote, "The officers essentially pummeled plaintiff and slammed her around like a rag doll, injuring her physically and emotionally." End quote. The complaint does not describe Frederick's injuries or any medical care she received. Frederick's lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. A tort claim filed against the city in May as a precursor to the lawsuit asked for $350,000. Senator Patty Murray is poised to become the third in line for succession to the presidency. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the decision to nominate Murray to Senate President pro tem at a Democratic lunch Wednesday. Murray will be the first woman to hold the position. The appointment needs the okay of the Senate Democrats, who will meet December 8 to formally make the decision. Murray is expected to easily win the position. The job will put her in line after Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to succeed President Joe Biden. In January, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is likely to become Speaker. Murray, age 72, was re-elected last week to her sixth term in the Senate. She is also expected to chair the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee. The pro tem position is largely ceremonial. The president pro tem often opens the Senate session, but the job carries no real leadership clout. Seattle police are investigating whether a man suspected of operating fraudulent equipment rental companies in Pierce County has victimized other people near Seattle and Tacoma. The Seattle Police Department said in a Tuesday news release the suspect asked people to invest in equipment such as dump trucks or other heavy machinery and pledged to split the profits of renting out the equipment. Instead, police say, the man gained access to victims' bank accounts and withheld all rental profits. Detectives are releasing details about the fraud cause in the hopes additional victims will come forward to receive police assistance. After the suspect connected with a victim, police said he offered to manage the initial purchase of the machinery and its subsequent rentals. He also placed himself on the titles of purchased equipment, making him its only legal owner. Anyone who believes they were defrauded by this suspect in a similar scheme was asked to contact Detective Monique Avery by email at monique.avery@seattle.gov. A patient at Western State Hospital in Lakewood who was killed last month at the state psychiatric hospital was identified Tuesday by the Pierce County Medical Examiner. Stephen Kellogg, age 69, died of strangulation October 28, according to a news release from the Pierce County Medical Examiner's office. The man's death was ruled a homicide. The man's roommate was arrested shortly after Kellogg was found in his room with injuries to his face, body and neck with a bite wound to his wrist. The roommate, 51-year-old Jason Day, was charged November 2 with first-degree and second-degree murder in Kellogg's death. According to charging documents, police were told Day and Kellogg had been roommates for about 3 months, and there were no documented problems between them. The News Tribune editorial board is expanding, once again with a goal of increasing diversity of all kinds and better reflecting Tacoma and Pierce County. Jim Walton has agreed to stay on as a community representative, and we're adding two new community members to the mix to help make us stronger. Together, these additions widen the breadth of opinion and lived experiences that will inform the board's work in the future. Amanda Figueroa, who works in student affairs at the University of Washington Tacoma and lives on the East Side, has also accepted our invitation to join. Figueroa serves as Senior Director of Student Transitions and Success at UWT and leads several important initiatives at the school, including one designed for first-gen students like herself. Kent Hojum, the recently retired CEO of the Washington State Fair, has also agreed to join. Hojum is a past president of the Puyallup Main Street Association and the Puyallup Sumner Chamber of Commerce. Hojum describes working to improve public education and preserve rural farmlands as two of his passions. The move is also part of reimagining what the editorial board is and how it can best serve readers, while increasing transparency, access, and understanding in a new, digital age. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT Offers for more information.